Hey everyone, welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and thank you so much for coming back and returning. If you are a subscriber, I appreciate you. If this is your first time to the show, welcome, and please do consider subscribing if you like all things real estate and social media. Also, please make sure that we are connected on the gram. You can find me at my name, at chelsea.pites, that's P-E-I-T-Z. In today's show, I'm very excited to interview a friend that I made on Instagram. Her name is Chelsea as well, Chelsea Peterson, and she is an expert in all things real estate in Instagram and coaches real estate mortgage professionals how to use Instagram to build their business and to also create content that positions you as a local expert. So let's get into the show. Here we go. So excited to be welcoming to the show another Chelsea. This is so weird because I'm going to be saying Chelsea the entire podcast, and like that's your name and it's my name, and that's kind of weird, but I'm excited that it is Chelsea Squared today. Chelsea, welcome to the show. Really excited to have you. For those of my listeners who may not be familiar with you, tell us a little bit about you, your background, your company, and how you help empower the real estate community.
Thank you, Chelsea. I'm super excited to be here as well. I feel like this is like a super fun moment that I get to be on your podcast, because I've been following you since your Snapchat days, which I know a lot of people have.
So oh my gosh, decades ago it feels like.
In that time, I was in real estate full time. So kind of backtracking before now, I got my license in 2013. I started real estate because I was getting out of college, didn't know what I wanted to do, and I wanted something that didn't have an income gap, something with freedom and the ability to make my business the way I want it to be. And in that same time period, my husband and I were buying our own house. We were just dating at the time, and our experience wasn't the greatest. And I molded those two things together, and I decided I really want to teach first-time homebuyers all the steps they need to know before getting into buying a house, so they are buying with confidence. They know what they're doing. They get an accepted offer. We bought during a foreclosure time and things were crazy and we missed out a lot. We had no idea what was going on or like what we were really doing. So that's where that passion came. And then fast forward probably 5 years into that, when I had started, I was so turned off by the methods that agents were using to generate business. And what I was learning was to cold call, to door knock, to call someone from our sphere every single day. And I felt icky about it. So I told myself, you know what, I'm going to do this my own way. And luckily my brokerage was supportive of what we wanted to do. So as I did that, that turned into what I now call the glass of wine with a friend approach to marketing. So it was more relationship building and just having conversations with my sphere, not calling them to ask them who they know looking to buy or sell. And then I naturally grew my business that way, which was powerful without ever feeling like I was selling or being icky. So then that translated into social media a lot. So like 5 years in, then I started getting asked by other agents, you know, how are you doing this? I would have new agents asking me, like, I have no idea what to do on social media, which I mean, now social media has changed so much even since then. Now we have Instagram and stories and so much more potential. But I started thinking like the gears were turning, how can I help other agents? And I first thought like maybe one-to-one and maybe run their social media. And then I was trying to figure out like what would be a better way to do this. And I thought instead of one-to-one, one-to-many, and I came up with my membership, Modern Agent Social Club, which teaches, it combines strategy and creative content to help agents build relationships on Instagram, do it the right way, and connect with their people without having to feel icky in how they sell and approach their business.
So the Modern Agent Social Club, did I say that right?
Yes. It's okay. Kind of a long name.
No, I like it. I just want to make sure everybody hears exactly what it is. The Modern Agent Social Club. Now, you mentioned that you said Instagram. Is it exclusively for Instagram, or do you cover all sorts of platforms as well?
It's more Instagram sided and in the training portion of it. So it's a combination of training, strategy, and then the content to implement what they're learning. So in the training section, I split apart Instagram and Facebook just to break down that difference, because they are very different animals, I guess you can say. So I like to call Facebook is more like the front yard. People drive by, they look at your account, they want to see that you have a business on there, so you have that credibility. But then Instagram is more where you're having the conversations and in the DMs, and I think of it like a cocktail party or that glass of wine with a friend approach. So I personally see a lot more and saw a lot more results using Instagram. So I'm more heavy on the Instagram, but I know a lot of our members will kind of use the same tactics on their personal Facebook page. So it kind of depends where your people are, and that's where you can focus your time more. But Instagram is the powerful place for me. So it's a combination of both, but heavier Instagram.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the strategies, the best practices, you know, as far as formatting, you know, all of that can kind of go cross platform. And I think that you'd probably say the same thing. A lot of your clients, your coaching clients, are having difficulty with, you know, really coming up with captions and posting. So let's dive right into sort of the content. And what are you suggesting? Like, what's working now? And as far as Instagram content that we can be posting that maybe isn't just the same picture of the front of the house or listing or whatever it might be. So what's working for you and your strategies?
So with what to say right now is, I think what happened initially is everyone thought they needed to be on there and have this presence. And as long as I have something there, I'm good. And that kind of cut the piece out that it could actually work as a marketing, like it work effectively as a marketing tactic. And I saw so many agents who were just posting just listed, just sold. And that gap in the industry, I was like, okay, I want to step in and kind of change this and tweak it. So where I'm seeing what's working better now is more storytelling. You know, instead of saying just sold, you're swapping that into here's how I helped my sellers get these results. Because you say just sold, and it's very self-serving. It's like, look what I did, look at my stats. And a lot of the general public doesn't understand what we're saying when we say those stats of how many millions we sold or how many listings we have or anything. It doesn't really relate to them. But if we can say, here's how I kind of worked backwards and got my sellers from, you know, not prepared to an accepted offer in 2 days because we did X, Y, and Z, then you're standing out to someone who is looking to you as that authority figure, as how can they help me, versus thinking the market's hot, I think I can do it by myself, you know? Mm-hmm. So having that.
Now, like, give me like the whole breakdown too. I love what you said there about, you know, telling the story. And I think when that's sort of the challenge, is we hear experts like yourself say, you got to tell the story, but we want to know how to. So tell me exactly, like, what kind of picture would you put with that? Would it be a video? Would it be multiple pictures? You know, I know that you're telling that story in the caption. So give us a little bit more info on sort of like the actual nuts and bolts of that actionable. If I'm going to make a post today and I wanted to try your storytelling approach, what would it look like?
Okay, good question. So I would use either a picture of your clients if they are good with that. I think that's a very connective way to have that emotional connection to your followers and other potential sellers. I would do that, or I would use a picture of maybe the inside of the house or your favorite room or space in the house, or maybe a room that you help them transform through staging or prepping it for sale with changing the paint colors to neutral or helping them get the backyard prepared. Something that stood out about that listing or the clients, and maybe you do a combination of here's these sellers, and then this is, you know, the home they moved to, and then here's their house, where it's a carousel post that gets you ingrained into that story framework. And then using that caption to say, what did you do as the agent? So what are you excel at? Did you really sell it in the lifestyle marketing aspect because it was in this specific neighborhood with, you know, a community pool and nearby parks, and you really dove into the things that you're not going to see in the listing description, like number of bedrooms and bathrooms and square footage, but you sold the lifestyle and you help explain that you helped your sellers how to stage your house, how to set it up so that it mm-hmm. looked that way. One of the things that I talk about, it's kind of on a side note, I'll have teach this and did it with my sellers, is had them make a top 10 list for the top 10 things they like about living in their house, even though they're selling it. But a lot of times those things have nothing to do with like the house data. So by pointing out that stuff, that might be one of the things you say in your post. Like, I had my sellers create a top 10 list to pinpoint the different parts of the lifestyle of living there, like, and then you give an example, and then that maybe ties back into your photo. Another one would be if your sellers, let's say they had to buy and sell at the same time, do a double move, how did you help them in advance prepare their house for the market and then map out their goals and their timelines so that you had it positioned to list, you know, when they had everything set up and understanding how to balance all of that. Because I think a lot of times we make it look really easy on social media and it's not easy. So digging into like those exact steps and just think as an agent, what you yourself would do to get, what do you do with your sellers? Like, how do you educate them? We know it's a lot more steps than the just sold sign at the end. So going back and thinking, what did I do with the seller? What questions did I ask them? What did I highlight? Did I use professional photography? Do I hire a stager? 3D tours, like going through that journey and then extracting a piece of it to put in your caption and pairing it with that picture. That's going to be more scroll stopping than just a banner. Like, I think we just scroll past the just sold banners, you know?
So. Yeah. It's kind of like that blindness. You get so used to seeing it. But I love the idea of that, you know, top 10 things, and you're right, you know, kind of getting that emotional piece that's not just the data, I think would be really, really smart for a caption. I love that. Okay. I want to sort of dive into some of your strategies that have, you know, really helped brand you and your coaching. So you talk about sort of sharing the human behind the for sale sign. And so let's talk about that topic. I know that I get a lot of questions about, well, how much personal versus business should I share? Should I have a separate business account just for real estate and one for personal? So I think that probably all ties together there. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. So I get that question a lot too. And I want to like plaster it everywhere, the answer. My take on it, and everyone has their own spin, is that if you have the two separate accounts and you are the human over here with your friends and family, and you're the agent over here with all of your real estate tips, and that is completely divided, you're going to alienate. No one's going to want to look at your real estate tips, and your friends and family are going to be on the total human side, which is great, but then they don't have that touch of real estate that keeps you top of mind or as an authority figure. So I like the idea of combining it as one and being that human behind the for sale sign. So whatever you want to call it, I'll give examples about, you know, being more like HGTV, like sharing the behind the scenes of not only your life as the agent, but behind the scenes of the transaction, the parts that you don't see typically in a post, like, you know, those before and afters that your client texted you, but you never shared, or things like that. But the human side of it, that's so important, I think, in the business, is that like people, we like people who are like us. So to draw someone into our business, and especially if you're reaching people in your community that don't know you yet, how are you going to keep them wanting to come back and seeing more on your feed? Like, that is in addition to real estate. So whether you connect on something like you both love watching The Bachelor or the rosé that you're drinking as you get ready to watch it, like, it doesn't have to be anything that is crazy. It's just like the real life stuff. And that's what makes someone say, I always say, what are you posting that makes someone say me too? Like, they see it and they think, me too, I love that too. Or I can totally relate. It could be mom life. It could be, I mean, anything that is just behind the scenes or behind real estate, behind this for sale sign. So I think that that is how you can build those authentic relationships. Because if you were just showing the real estate side, it's really hard to make that friendship relationship connection. It's impossible, I think, you know, that's why other bigger brands hire people to come on and be the face of the brand. Whereas like we are the face of the brand and we're like living and breathing it. So if we can just infuse a little bit of that personal connection into our approach, it can really make us bring people in. And you do it so well. Like, you're a perfect example of, we see like your son and we see your wine and like, it's that exact thing. But if you were only talking about real estate tips we didn't ever see anything beyond that, I think you'd have a lot more hard of a time connecting with the person as the human and feeling approachable. Like, it's, you don't feel approachable if you don't have that human side.
Yeah. I think that approachability is something that's often under leveraged and forgotten because we don't think approachable is professional in some cases. And so I think there's sort of a mindset to that. I also tell people a really easy way to humanize your content is to put your face in it. And I know we all feel a little bit weird about that, but I do see a lot of real estate focused accounts that are really only just home pictures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always tell people, just try a couple with you in it and you could talk about real estate, but just put yourself in it and see what happens and look at the engagement, because, you know, there really does need to be that human element. I love that. So the human behind the for sale sign. Okay, the next thing that I want to talk about, and you know, I love talking about wine, is your glass of wine with a friend approach to marketing and how to really relationship build through Instagram. So what are your tips on that?
Okay, I love that. So I started doing that because as I approached my career in real estate and I would market myself, like I said, I never did the icky stuff. It was the relationship building, whether it was social media or in person. And I would have so many clients offer me wine. And I was like, is this something like I'm not asking for the wine? Like, is that like, what is making me like, they wanted to have fun with me, whatever. It was amazing. But that's like what kind of developed that term in my mind is like, I'm not coming over and shoving a contract in your face or pushing you or calling you and saying, hey, who do you know looking to buy or sell? I'm trying to reach my goal. I made it more about how can we just connect on a regular friendship level? And I became memorable through that. And then sharing those human touches, I was remembered by things like The Bachelor and the human side that I shared, which made the transition into someone meeting with me a lot more, like we said, approachable, which then I think they would feel comfortable having me come over to their house for a listing presentation. It didn't feel like a listing presentation. It felt like by the time I got there, because of how I showed up prior, or, you know, even if it was someone in my sphere, how I talked to them and would keep in touch with them in general, they weren't afraid of me selling to them. So it was super approachable, very laid back, and it made it a lot more fun, to be honest. But so I say the glass of wine with a friend approach, and how you can translate that into social media is when you're connecting with people, new people in your community, you're searching hashtags, looking to connect with, you know, other local, even local business owners, photographers, hairstylists. There's so many people we can connect with in our local community. Instead of reaching out with some kind of a cold message or just rapid following 300 people and hoping you get a bunch of follow backs, to actually like be intentional about who you're looking for and finding someone that you want to truly connect with in real life. Like, it's not about like how many followers you can get back. It's about finding that, you know, your core people that you truly would say, you look at their feed and you're like, hey, I want to be friends with you, or I would love to learn more about your business. Leaving like meaningful comments that are beyond just, you know, love or heart, and saying something that can start that conversation. And going back to the human approach, I always say, like, look at your own feed. And if someone can't come there and find something that they can relate to, you have to change that in some way. Like, they should be able to learn something about you, be able to relate. So on the flip side, when you're connecting with other people, whether it's your own followers, your own friends, or new accounts, to be able to look at their feed and find some point of connection. Like, maybe they have kids that look like they're the same age, or you can tell that they live in your community or go to the same local coffee shop, and just saying something that you relate to them, whether it's in a comment, it's responding to their story, it's in a DM, versus, you know, cold pitching, hey, I'm a real estate agent in XYZ city. If you ever need anyone, or you know someone thinking about buying or selling, let me know. Like, that just doesn't work anymore. So it has to be that literally building relationship method. And that's what I call if you were having a glass of wine with a friend in person, what would you say to them based on their feed? Like, you wouldn't say, hey, I'm in real estate, let me know XYZ. You would just have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And make that your own. Make it your glass of wine, your cup of coffee,
Your favorite beverage.
Yes. Okay. So now let's talk about IG stories, which, you know, is my favorite thing to talk about. And your strategies for kind of really deepening those relationships. I know we kind of talked about, you know, the cold calling method and all that. And I have talked about on many shows, cold calling the DMs, and how I don't react well to cold calling in the DMs is what I call it. Some people call it spamming, and I mean polite spamming too, you know, not being rude or aggressive, or, you know, just offering your services. And listen, there's, you know, people that say it's social media, everybody has an agenda, and so be it, just ignore it and move on. And some people, you know, don't like it and report it as spam and are offended. So there's all sorts of people on that spectrum. But let's talk about what you would strategize as far as content for Instagram stories and how to be using those direct messages appropriately.
So as far as showing up on your stories, I like to just share a minute of my day every day, something I learned from Jenna Kutcher years ago. And I tried to just stick with that approach because it keeps you centered on, like, oh, it's, you know, 3 o'clock, maybe I should just snap what I'm doing really quickly. And as a real estate agent, like, you're living your career every day and you have content there in front of you. Like your content is your life. And it's like you're living HGTV almost in a way. And it's just sharing those bits and pieces without having in the raw and the real way, like just clips of it, getting your face in there so people can connect with you as the human, not just, you know, shared quotes or whatever. I think it's important to have your face in there, but just sharing that minute of your day. And then in a mix of both behind the scenes of real estate life, your personal life, like what workout are you doing? What coffee are you drinking? Where are you? How do you spend your time off of work? If you're showing homes, like maybe do a quick snap that you're showing homes. Another one I love to teach is to do a day in the life where it's very intentional that you're doing the day in the life. So you talk about it the day prior, you say, follow along with me. And you just take, let's say, I mean, every day is so different. You take a Tuesday and whatever you have going on for work that day, whether it's work from home and you're doing a CMA or you are out showing homes and you have an office meeting, and just bringing people behind the scenes to show the different aspects is how you can get people locked on to your content where you're entertaining them, not just talking about, again, real estate. So it can make it a lot more fun for someone to like follow along with you. And then as far as the strategic approach, if you're doing that consistently, and I like to say consistently, because if you do it once and then you try to take, you know, like do that DM strategy or hop in someone's DMs, it's not going to work. But what I like to do is give other people the opportunity to take action with you. So let's say you're doing a day in the life in your stories and it combines, you know, like what your coffee order is in the morning and then that showing you go to, and then your meeting or a buyer consultation, and then following up with that story with some call to action, such as, are you interested in seeing what homes are for sale in your city? Drop your email address and use a question or the question sticker, or maybe you use the polls and you say, do you want to learn more about what I do in my buyer consultation? Yes or no. And then whoever says yes, you can reach out to those people directly in a DM and say, I saw that you responded yes to my poll. Here is what I would like. You know, I have a buyer Zoom consultation. I have this free resource I would like to share with you. Let me know where I can send it. And then you're doing that in this resource driven way. Like you're being the resource. You're not being the salesperson, and you're letting those people take action with you. Cause I mean, a lot of times when someone is aggressively selling, like what you said with the spam DM, the whatever that looks like, I like to relate it to like the fitness industry. Like, let's say someone DMs you directly and they say, you know, I saw that you, whatever they say, are trying to lose weight. Like, do you want this shake? And it's like, who are you? And who said I'm trying to lose weight? And like, whatever. But if they would do it in a friend related way, and real estate works the same, where they just have conversation and then you see in their stories, do you want to learn more about this shake or this thing? And then you say yes, you're a lot more likely to take action versus like pushing them away and thinking, oh my gosh, I need to mute their account or they're way too aggressive. So it's that doing it intentionally, but letting the other person take action with you first.
I like that phrase, take action with you. I like that. That's a lot less pressure, and it just, you know, means that you are being the resource and they get to make the decision on their terms, which I really like. So I also want to talk a little bit about, I know we have our new feature, Reels, on Instagram, and I would love to hear your thoughts on that and if you've tried any out yet. So what do you think about Reels as far as content goes?
I'm really happy they brought them to Instagram because I never did a TikTok. I think the most I did was watch them during quarantine, but I was very hesitant to like jump over there because it just felt like another platform, another thing to do, another place to be. And I didn't see the connection yet of how would this work? Like being over here on TikTok versus Instagram. Now that they're built into Instagram, I'm a lot more like, okay, good. I like that they're here. I like that Instagram's doing this, which means they want us getting in this short video content direction. I've only done one. I've done a ton of research on them. I love them. I think that you could share real estate related content in a very entertaining way and quick clips. So whether it's five ways to save for your down payment or things to look for when you're at a home inspection, and having those quick little blurbs that someone can come watch, and then they're seeing that you're in real estate, but then it's not this long caption. It's not this long, you know, drawn out story about the process. It's a quick way to explain it. So I'm loving the idea of them, but I have a lot to do with them still. So
Yeah, there is a bit of a learning curve. So I'm in testing mode myself. Okay, so let's just talk about like strategies for like numbers of posting. I always like to ask people who use Instagram, what do you think is, you know, the best strategy for, should I post once a week or every day, or what are you seeing that's working?
At this time in 2020, I prioritize stories more because that's where you're really connecting with people. And so many of your stories lead to the DMs, which lead to the conversations, versus the posts. They're great to have there when people are going to check you out, going to get value from you. It's, that's more of your, like your menu or something. Like that's where you can learn, okay, what does she offer? What, how can I work with her? What can we do together? Whereas the stories are the human part and the, I can respond and I can see what they're actually doing behind the scenes versus that perfectly curated feed. So I put more priority on my stories and showing up and doing a quick tip once a week and doing that, you know, documenting your day, which has been like a thing for so long. And for posts, I'm between, I think, 3 posts a week. I mean, and not even like a specific number. If you have a post that performs really well, let it go for a few days so that it keeps getting that attention as people come look at your stories and then they go check out that post. So I'm less posting, more stories at the moment. And more video, getting your face in your feed where you can have that personal connection. But I think you need the post. I just don't think we need to be posting every day.
Yeah, I feel the same way too. Okay, let's talk about some more content because you're really great at giving people content ideas. And am I correct that you also create content for ages? Okay, good. So that it is part of your, because I know there's so many people that are terrified of creating content and just don't know what to post. So that's great that you actually create content for the real estate clients that you have too. So you when we talked in preparation, you kind of gave me some ideas of some of the great content. And so I want you to talk a little bit about that as well. And then, you know, I'll of course tell everybody where they can hire you to make that amazing content as well.
I like to call it like modern agent or operation modern agent, and how you can take something super generic and flip it into something that's going to make you stand out a lot more. And when someone comes across it, they're going to be like, hey, that's actually really helpful or valuable. So one example I like to use is, let's say you are trying to tap into the new construction niche. Instead of posting all these just graphics about the pros of new construction, and like everyone knows that buying or building a house is great because you can pick out your own finishes and that stuff is very obvious. But what about digging into like who are your local builders and highlighting them and the different price points. So like if you're a mid-range builder versus a high-end builder, and what can you expect as far as costs when you're buying a lot, and those more specific things that are going to be related to where you live solely versus, I mean, I can't create that for you. You know, I can't give you a pre-created post of here's your local builders unless we were working one-on-one, but doing that and then taking that to the next level by touring model homes of that builder and then using your stories. Now we're back to the strategic story approach. After you do the model home tour, dropping that question sticker saying, leave your email if you want a copy of the floor plans or if you want more info on this builder, and being strategic in that way where your content is actually taking them somewhere to take action, to like get them to be able to say like, okay, I know what new construction means, but what do I need to know if I'm actually going to build, and having that next level piece to it. So another one would be the just sold, taking the just sold, turning it into a story. What are my other ones?
I think we talked about like posting about like the mortgage process.
Yes.
As well, and sort of kind of how that works. So I like that you're taking like the topics that we all have, but twisting it to make it a bit more engaging, I guess, if you will. And so I love the builder one. You talked about the mortgage process, interviewing a local lender, teaming up there to create videos as well.
Yeah, the local lender I think is great because a lot of questions, especially first-time home buyers have, are how much do I have to put down? What does the interest rate, how does that affect what I'm paying? Like they have all these questions and we aren't truly the experts in that. We know that part of it, but we're not the actual lender. So instead of you giving the information, have a local lender, do an Instagram takeover on your stories and a Q&A. So ask your followers, what do you want to know from a local lender? And if your followers don't give you many answers, make up the ones you know that you're getting from your buyers. You know, just give that content to them and have that local lender come on, answer the questions, or do a post that's featuring them where they can say advice from your local lender and tag them, you're getting exposure to their audience then, and you're collaborating, which is like a powerful way to expand that reach in your local community and get in front of their people, they get in front of your people, and you build those deeper relationships too. So that's another one that instead of just you trying to be the expert in all the things, title, construction, the lender side, the mortgage process, have those experts come on your social media with you. And it's going to take a lot more steps to do that than just posting a generic graphic and post about it. But again, if you can do less posts, but more of those types of things that move that needle faster, you're going to see results faster too that way.
Well, and I also think too, is like, I love that you are kind of coming at this as a collaboration. You said, you know, you get to have the exposure of tagging someone or having them share it to theirs. And that's the thing that, you know, a lot of people hear about influencer marketing and collaborations, but it doesn't necessarily have to be influencer in the way that you might think of an influencer. It just happens quite naturally many times where you have, you know, 3 or 4 or 5, 6 people that maybe you do business with and you all support each other's content and it sort of happens naturally. But you can be also intentional about that and talk about supporting each other's content and shouting out and tagging. And that is how, you know, we grew in Snapchat days because there was no discovery in Snapchat. So it's a very effective way. And I think that mindset shift about saying, well, it doesn't have to be a quote unquote influencer. Like I'm thinking they have to have X amount of followers. It can be somebody that I work with that is still helping me elevate that reach and exposure through sharing and tagging and the takeover. So I think that's really great information. Any last tips that you want to give to anybody before we close out today's show?
I would say if you're just starting to get into this journey and you don't know where to start, to just start sharing a mix of real estate life and your life and doing it in a way that feels natural. There's no right or wrong. I like to say it's not a one size fits all approach. So you're never going to find, I'm never going to say you have to do this, 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 and this, and post these 5 things to see results, but just getting out, engaging with other accounts, learning about people in your community, other business owners and industry experts, and showing up as that human glass of wine with a friend approach and having conversations with people so that they can learn that you are that authority figure without feeling pressured or bombarded. And that's going to take you a lot further than trying to just fill your feed with all this real estate content. And the question I get a lot too is, what if I don't have anything going on in my business right now? What if I don't have a current client? There's so much you can share about beyond that. Like you can go drive around to different subdivisions and new construction developments or neighborhoods and learn about the neighborhoods and tour them with your phone on your stories. And as you're learning, you're providing value to your followers and showing yourself as an expert. So you can double down in that way, whether you have a current client or not. So that would be my advice.
I love it. And where can we all find you?
On Instagram, you can find me at the Chelsea Peterson. So THE. And then my last name is Peterson, SEN. And then our membership account is Modern Agent Social Club on Instagram. So those are my 2 places I'm hanging out all the time.
And I'm going to put all that information in the show notes. I'll put your website and everything there. So perfect. I love that you're not only coaching, but you're creating content for your coaching clients. You work in groups and on one-on-ones. And where are you actually physically located?
I am in Wisconsin.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, it's a little chillier there than it is here in Arizona, but I'm hoping to catch those fall vibes looking at your sweater. I'm like, oh.
It's like 50 degrees today, so it's cool.
Oh, that is chilly. Wow, yeah. That is cold for me anyway. Well, thank you again so much for coming on. Really excited. Just go ahead and everybody connect with Chelsea if you haven't already. Follow both of her accounts and check out her website. She's got really great posts. I've shared some in my stories as well. Really helpful captions, so don't forget to check out those captions. And we will see everyone next time. Thanks, guys. See you later.